give Him honor, give Him adoration and exalt Him. Appreciate Him tonight. Speak good words to Him. Say, Father, thank you for your faithfulness and your mercy. Give God thanks tonight. Father, we thank you. Lord, we honor you. Lord, we exalt you. Lord, we appreciate you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you adoration. We exalt your name. We say, blessed be and might, your mighty name. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, even in our faithfulness, you still remain faithful. Thank you, Lord, for meeting us at the very point of our needs again tonight. Blessed be your holy name. Jesus' most marvelous name, we have given thanks. In Jesus' most glorious name, we have given thanks. Well, be reminded three things to expect this month. If you are in the second service, expect the impossible, expect good news, expect to be glorified. Amen. In the first service, expect a visitation from above like Mary. That visitation will result in favor. Amen. And finally, expect to hear good news. And if you like, you can combine the two services together. So expect everything that you have heard. And it's returned to testimony in your hands. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Help me congratulate your neighbor on your right and on your left. Say to your neighbor, it's a good day for you. Say to your neighbor, tonight is your own night. Tell your neighbor, tonight is your night. In the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Put those hands together. Be seated for a moment. Hallelujah. Prophetic focus for the month, a season of glory. You will be glorified tonight. Amen. This month you will receive glory. Amen. In our teaching series, engaging the power of passion in stewardship. And this will be part four of it. Engaging the power of passion. Take a look again at John's Gospel, chapter 2, 13 to 17. It says, and the Jews, Passover was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem and found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves and changers of money sitting. And when he had made a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple. And the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money, and overthrew the tables, and sent out to them that sold. Doves, take these things hence, make not my father's house an house of merchandise. And his disciples remembered it was written, the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. And we established last Wednesday that another word for zeal is passion. CEB translation of John 2:17 says, his disciples remember that it is written, passion for your house consumes me. Passion for your house consumes me. Now, please take note. Consistency and steadfastness in stewardship is the result of passion. Consistency and steadfastness in stewardship is the result of passion. Paul said, my consistency and steadfastness is the result that I'm asking for help from God. Consistency and steadfastness. You cannot say you are passionate if you are not consistent and steadfast. Those who are consistent and steadfast is as a result, is the result of their passion. Acts 26 and verse 22. Acts 26, 22. Having therefore obtained help of God, Paul speaking, I continue unto this day, witnessing both to small and great, saying none other things than those which the prophets and Moses did say should come. My consistency and my steadfastness is born out of my passion for God. And my passion for God is rooted in my love for God. Passion is rooted in my love for God. Not what my personal desire is, not what I think it should be, just as a reason of my passion for God and my love for God. So passion is born out of love. You can only have passion for what you love, just like we said last week, Wednesday. Passion is born out of our love, and consistency and steadfastness in stewardship is as the result of our unreserved love for God and the interest of His kingdom. Our consistency and steadfastness is born out of our passion and love for God. 1 Kings 19 and verse 10. And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts. For the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant. They've thrown down their altars and slain thy prophets with a sword. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it. My passion is as a result of my love. Passion is as a result, is born out of our love. Where there is no love, there can be no passion. You can only be passionate for what you love. You can only be passionate about what we love. Glory to God. So very quickly tonight, what is passion? What is passion? Number one, passion is a product of our unreserved love to see souls saved and established in the kingdom, in the faith. Passion is a product of our unreserved love to see souls saved and established in the faith. Passion to see souls saved means we love the souls. It means nobody wants those that they love to go astray. So passion to see souls saved. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 9, 16 to 17, for though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of. So in other words, my preaching of the gospel has nothing to do with me. I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid on me. In other words, I'm putting a curse on myself if I don't do it. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. And then he said, for if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me, if I do it willingly, it comes with a reward. I am not looking for nothing. It is as a result, the reason for my preaching is as a result of my love for God, which is now, which has now resulted in my passion. My love for God has resulted in my passion for God, and that is the reason I'm doing what I'm doing. Glory to God. Paul said in Romans chapter 1 and verse 16, he says, that's why, because I'm doing it willingly, I'm not ashamed. I'm doing it willingly. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jews first, and also to the Greek. I'm not ashamed of it. My passion is powered by love. Whatever you are passionate about, you are not ashamed of. Whatever you are passionate about, you blow on the rooftop. You are not ashamed of what you are passionate about. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel because I'm passionate about it. And my passion is born out of love for God. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. The business you are doing that you are hiding is because you are not passionate about it. When you are passionate about it, you blow it on the rooftop. Marketers are passionate about what they do. Even if you don't want to buy, when some marketers talk to you, you must buy. How many understand what I'm talking about? You don't want to buy, but some marketers' mouths are so sweet based on the love for the business and the passion. The love for the business is the reason for their passion. You don't want to buy, you must buy. Glory to God. You must buy. Tell your neighbor you must buy. If you don't have a neighbor, tell yourself, I must buy. I must buy what I'm selling. Glory to God. Number two, what is passion? Passion is the fuel for motion. If you don't know what fuel is, it's gas. Passion is the fuel, F-U-E-L, for motion. Passion is the gas for motion. Without passion, there can be no motion. Without fuel, there is no motion. If there is no fuel or gas in a car, the car will be stagnant. And if passion is fuel, that means without passion, there is no fuel. And without fuel, there is no motion. Passion is fuel. In other words, when it looks like you are getting tired, passion is the fuel that keeps you moving. Passionate people are never tired about what they do. Passionate people just keep moving because their passion is their fuel that keeps them moving. Passion is the fuel that fuels your motion. Matthew 25 verses 1 to 9. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. What's the difference? They that were foolish took their lamps and took no fuel with it. They took no gas with them. They knew they were going on a long journey. They were driving and they knew that there is no gas station in the way, and they refused to take gas in the car in kegs. But the wise took gas in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept, because for every believer, most believers, there will be a time of sleeping. I mean, you understand what I'm talking about? There will be a time of sleeping. And at midnight, there was a cry made that woke everybody up. So there's a challenge. And now, everybody sleeping woke up. The bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us your oil, for our lamps are gone out. And the wise answered, saying, ain't gonna happen. Lest there be not enough for us and for you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. Now keep going. Verse 10. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage of the door. And the marriage of the door was shut. If you don't have fuel, you'll be stagnant. Stagnation comes. If you see many people who are tired in service, who are tired in church, it is because of lack of fuel. Their passion has worn out. Whatever was propelling them to service has gone out. The oil has dried up. And they are not ready to fill their oil because they don't have the wherewithal to do it. Just like oil, passion cannot be borrowed. I can't borrow your passion for myself. Your passion is what will fuel you and keep you going. So I can't say, please give me part of your passion. You don't borrow passion. That's why they said to him, no, we can't give you out of what we have. You need to go get for yourself. You can't, and when you run out of oil, it results in stagnation. Those who have run out of oil, it means you have run out of gas. It means you have run out of fuel. Then you will be stagnant. You won't be stagnant. Amen. Like I said earlier, you cannot see a passionate, stagnant marketer. There is no passionate, stagnant marketer. You cannot see a stagnated, passionate realtor. No. Their passion is the reason for their motion. You go to somebody's house, you just see that they are selling something. You didn't even know that they are selling something. You didn't carry your bag with you. There is no purse with you, you will buy. If the person is a passionate person. Oh, but I don't have my purse. I don't have my wallet. Don't worry. There's what is it called? There is Interact. You can pay tomorrow. It's okay. Oh, but they will make you, whatever reason you are giving them for not wanting to buy, they will counter it. You will buy. Oh, but I don't even know if I need it. Ah, even if you don't need it, your daughter needs it. Passionate people cannot be run out. Passionate people are never stagnant. So that means a passionate marketer is a successful marketer. A passionate realtor is a successful realtor. In the same way, a passionate kingdom lover is a successful person in anything they touch. Anything they touch turns to gold in their hands. The passionate succeed without sweat. Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Genuine lovers of God can never be stranded. Genuine lovers of God can never be stranded. Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Now, when you see a motionless plane, a motionless plane with a running engine, it doesn't mean that the motionless plane is useless. It's just gathering momentum to prepare to launch. It will first of all taxi. It will gain speed. It will begin to gain momentum. And the next thing is that you will see it in the air. Passion is born out of love, and lovers cannot be stagnated. Their passion becomes their fuel. That you think they are stagnant now is not that they are stagnant. It's because their God is working in them to propel them to launch in the air. Passionate people can never be stagnant. You can't see somebody that is passionate about the things of God and say he's stagnant. If somebody is stagnant, it's because something is still wrong with his service. Something is still wrong with the service. Passionate people can never be stagnant. Where you saw them yesterday is not where you see them tomorrow. May the Lord give us understanding. Tell your neighbor you can never be stagnant again. 1 Corinthians 2:9. But as it is written, I had not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. And the good thing about passion is that you cannot be passionate and not know. You can't be in love with your wife and not know. You can't be in love with your husband and not know. Well, maybe that's to the extreme. You can't be in love with your fiancé or fiancé and not know. Glory to God. You can't be in love with someone and not know. Glory to God. Passion is born out of love, and you cannot be in love and not know. Elijah the passionate said, because of my passion for God, I'm calling an unusual war. 1 Kings chapter 18, 21 to 29. Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Then Elijah said unto the people, I, even I only, remain a prophet of the Lord. But Baal's prophets are 450 men. Now, this is what I want you to see from that scripture. Go back to verse 21. Elijah said, if it is Baal, follow him. If it is God, follow him. But they didn't answer him. No, I don't want to offend my people. Everybody kept quiet. Why? Because they were not passionate about what they thought they believed in. Elijah said, well, if that is your stand, this is my stand. I don't care what you think. Go back to that scripture. I don't care what you think. This is for me. Follow him, but if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Verse 22. Then Elijah said unto the people, well, that means I'm on my own. I only and I only remain a prophet of the Lord. But Baal's prophets are 450 men. But I don't care about number. It's not about number. Let them therefore give us two bullocks and let them choose one bullock for themselves and cut it in pieces and lay it on a wood. In other words, I'm calling for a war. The God that we serve, let the God that is real answer by fire. I will call on the name of the God, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God that answered by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, well, it is well spoken. Because at this point, the number is not matching. 450 with Baal. You are the only one with God. So it's not matching. But what you have said now makes a lot of sense. Let's go with that. And then they went on the altar. And then they went and said, and Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, choose you one bullock for yourselves. Call on the name of your gods. Put on the fire now. And then he said in verse 26, and they took the bullock which was given them, and they dressed it and called on the name of Baal from morning even until noon, saying, O Baal, hear us. But there was no voice, nor any that answered. And they leaped upon the altar which was made. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, cry aloud. Maybe your God is sleeping. Maybe your God is talking. Maybe your God is running after someone. Maybe he's on a journey. Maybe he's on vacation. Or maybe he's sleeping. Maybe we need to wake him up. And they cried aloud and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lancets till the blood gushed out upon them. And it came to pass, when midday was past, that they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice. And there was neither voice, nor any to answer, nor any that regarded. Then, this is the reason, this is how you will know that Elijah was walking on passion, not on self. Go to the next verse now. Go to the one I sent. And it came to pass. No. Glory to God. Verse 36. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord, and then he began to pray. Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, that I have done these things at thy word. In other words, everything I'm doing has nothing to do with me. It is because of my passion for you. Hear me, O Lord. Hear me, that these people may know that thou art the Lord God, and thou hast turned their heart back again. And then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and said, those people who never wanted to associate with Elijah now said, the Lord is God. The Lord is God. Through you, many will come to Jesus. I said, through you, many will come to Jesus. The passionate will always know what they are passionate about. The passionate will always know what they are passionate about. You can't be passionate about the things of your wife and you will not know. The passionate will know what they are passionate about. If it is soccer you are passionate about, you know. If it is football, I don't know what they do in football. I don't care. Some people watch basketball in my house. I don't know what they do there. I don't watch it. I'm not passionate about it. But what you are passionate about, nobody can tell you otherwise. You know. If it is fashion program you are passionate about, you will know. When it is on, you can't pass it through. If you are passionate about God, you will know. You are not passionate about Him, you will know. If it is only things you want from Him, you will know. If it is only things you want from Him, it means you are not passionate. Passionate people don't care what you give or don't give them. They are just passionate. They are just there for you. Passionate people don't care. There are friends that you have that you haven't given anything to, but they are still there. Every time they stand by you, every time they stick with you, you haven't given anything to them, but they don't care about what you give or what you don't give to them. They are there with you. Those who are passionate with you, about you. Those who are not, you give everything to, they don't care. They will still come tomorrow to ask for something. Quickly, in 2 minutes, let's take a look at examples of passionate people that God made giants in scriptures. Number one is who we have talked about earlier, Elijah. Passion turned Elijah to the greatest prophet of his time. 1 Kings 19 and verse 14, he said, I have been very jealous. You can only be jealous of what you love, of who you love. I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant and they seek my life too. Because of the love I have for my God, it is the background for my jealousy. Elijah was jealous and reacted to everything that will affect the name of his God. Elijah told the king, why are you running to strange gods when there is a God in Israel? Why are you asking stuff from strange gods when there is a God in Israel? You will not survive this sickness because you are forsaking the God that is supposed to tell you what exactly you need to do. He said, you will not survive. And the king said, when they told the king, they said, somebody was telling the king. He said, this is what is going on. And he said, I don't know who the person is. Elijah said, what does he look like? What does the person look like? Verse 18. Go to verse 18 of that scripture. What does the person look like? 2 Kings. Glory to God. 2 Kings. 1 Kings 19. No, 2 Kings 1 now. And verse 8. 2 Kings 1:8. He said, and they answered him, he was an hairy man and girt with a girdle of leather about his loins. And the king said, I know him. It is Elijah the Tishbite. I know him. And then what was the next thing? Verse 9. Then the king sent unto him a captain of 50 with his 50. and went up to him. And behold, he sat up on a hill, and he spake unto them, thou man of God, king, the king had said, come down. Elijah said to the captain of the 50, if I be a man of God, let fire come down from heaven and consume thee and thy 50. And there came down fire from heaven and consumed him and his 50. Again, also, he sent another captain of 50 with his 50. And he answered and said unto him, O man of God, thus saith the king, come down quickly. And Elijah answered and said unto him, if I be a man of God, let fire come down, consume you and your 50. And the fire of God came down and consumed him and his 50. Then the third one came. He said, sir, I'm not a fool. Oh. They sent me. There is a proverb where we are coming from that says, it's not this person that sent you that you should be afraid of. You should be, but this is a reverse. It is the person that you are delivering the message to that you are afraid of in your own case. Sir, have mercy. And the man said, came on his knees before Elijah and besought him and said unto him, O man of God, I pray thee, let my life and the life of these 50, thy servants, they are your servants, they are not the servants of the king, be precious in thy sight. Behold, there came down fire from heaven that burnt up the two captains of the former 50s with their 50s. I don't want to be roasted. I'm not so yao. And then he said, let us be precious in your sight. And the man of God had mercy on them. Power can only be released to the passionate. The passionate will never lack power. Power is released to the passionate. Elijah said, hey, this is power. Power is released to the passionate because they can be trusted with power. Power can only be released to the passionate because they can be trusted with power. Another one is Gideon. Number two, the timid Gideon became the passionate Gideon, and the passionate Gideon became the empowered Gideon. Judges chapter 6. Passion turned Gideon to a mighty man of valor. I may be the least, he said, I'm the least in my father's house. I may be the least in my father's house, but passion brought me from the back of the queue of my father's house to the front. Passion brought me from the back of the queue to the front. Passion will take you up. Passion will take you up. Passion will take you up. You cannot be passionate about something and then you will not reap the benefits of the thing. The business you are passionate about, if you look at it, is the business that you are most prosperous in. I said to you before, somebody calls, this person is earning $100,000 a year. The boss calls her at 3 a.m. And then I said, and when he saw the phone, at this time, just kept it somewhere. I'm not ready for this one today. So the phone began to ring again. 5 minutes later, looked at the phone. Oh, this is my friend that brings business. 3 a.m., the same 3:05 a.m. Now it's 3:05 a.m. Picks up the phone. Oh, I'm sorry to disturb you. No, it's okay. It's okay. I'm up already anyway. What do you want? There is somebody that wants to make cake. It's $180. I know it's $180. No, it's okay. I can even do it for them for $150. Passion. But they need it by the morning, 8 o'clock. It's okay. I'm up anyway. I'll get to it right now. What you are passionate about is what you're empowered to do. Rise up on your feet. Let's give God praise and give Him glory. Let's give Him all honor. Let's give Him all adoration. Father, we thank You. We exalt Your name. We give You praise and we give You glory. We give You honor. We give You adoration. Blessed and blessed and blessed be Your name. In Jesus' marvelous name we pray. The Holy Spirit says I should say this to you right now. Passion is not about money. Passion is about what you love to do. Doing what you love to do is what now brings money. Passion is not about money. Serving God will take something from you. Those who are passionate for God, it will place a demand on you. It's not about what you want to get from God. It's about what you want to give to God. It is in giving something to God that then you get something from Him. The people you are passionate about is not about what they can give to you. It's about what you can give to them. You are not expecting anything from anyone. But those who you are passionate, if you are passionate about something, it is not about what you are getting from it. It's about what you are giving to it. You give to it, and then when the King of Glory sees what you are giving to it, he gives back to you. So don't think it's about money. It's not about money. You can get money from what you are not passionate about. But you cannot but get money from what you are passionate about. What you are passionate about may not command money immediately. It will command money eventually. May the Lord give you understanding. Amen. Well, all heads bowed, all eyes closed. Tonight, somebody says, I need help. Tonight, you are saying, I need to be born again. I need to know Him as my personal Lord and my Savior in order to be passionate about these things. Tonight, you want to go into that realm. You want to say, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. Why not? Wherever you are tonight, online and on ground, put your right hand on your heart. Let me quickly pray with you and pray for you. You want to say, Lord, have mercy on me. I want to know you as my Lord and my Savior. Have mercy on me. Somebody else wants to say, Lord Jesus, I did know you before, but I walked out on you. But now I want to return. Why not tonight? Also, put your right hand on your heart. Let me pray with you. And if you are doing that, please repeat these words after me. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I've come to you tonight just as I am. I know I'm a sinner, but I know you died for me. And on the third day you rose again, that I might be justified. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, because now I am born again. In Jesus' name. Father, thank you for these precious souls. Your grace brought them. Let the same grace preserve them. These ones will never go back to perdition again. They will begin to take root downwards, bear fruit upwards, to the praise and to the glory of your name. Thank you, everlasting Father, and blessed be your name. In Jesus' most glorious name we have prayed. You said that prayer in your heart, lift up your hands to Jesus. We'll just wave that hand to Jesus. You said that prayer online, send a text message to the number that has been displayed right now, and someone will be by your side to assist you. In Jesus' name.